The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dressed as St. Nicholas, and I would like all the children to come on down and we can have a little talk. And the rest of you can sit down and have a rest. Come on, guys. And you can sit over here. And so we'll start with a prayer. Oh, good Saint Nicholas, you are the joy of children. Put in my heart the spirit of childhood of which the gospel speaks, and teach me to sow happiness around me. You whose feast prepares us for Christmas, open my face to the mystery of God made man. Amen.
Amen.
Merhaba. Adum St. Nicholas. Does anybody know what that is? What language am I speaking? Turkish, that's right. Very good. It pays to be at rehearsal. Now, Turkish is the language that was spoken from where I was born. I was born almost 1,700 years ago in the city of Patara in the country of Lycia, which is now known as the country of Turkey. And that was about 270 years after Jesus. Now, here's a question. Whose feast day was celebrated on November 30th? Come on. Oh, no, no, you're a ringer. Yes. Yes, who? St. Andrew, right? And he is the patron saint of our church, isn't he? And Andrew was the apostle. He was the big brother of Simon, who Jesus later said his name would be Peter, the rock of the church. So are you guys a saint? Yeah. Would your parents call you saints? Yeah, you are. We are Christians and faithful, and we share in Christ's teachings. Tomorrow, December 6th, is the feast day of St. Nicholas, who died in 343. That's a long time ago. You are absolutely right. And so a very special thing happens today on this eve of the feast of St. Nicholas. I'll give you a hint. It's about shoes. So what do you think happens in the rest of the world on St. Nicholas Day Eve? What's that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I tell you what. You're going to hear about that later. That's right. There's going to be a little bit of talk about that later. Now, I wasn't born a saint. During my life, I was thought about mostly for being generous to people in need. I had a love for children and a concern for sailors and their ships, and because of that, I was later named a saint for doing good deeds for these people. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about my life. When I was young, my parents were very wealthy. They taught me to love and serve God and to care for people in need. The most important thing I learned from my parents and the church was to love one another, to be good and kind to people. Sadly, my parents died in an epidemic when I was a very young boy, and I was sent to live with my uncle, who was a bishop. I studied to become a priest, and later I was elected the Bishop of Myra, which is in Turkey, and I attended the First Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Now, in Nicaea, the leaders of the church in the world got together to try to hammer out an agreement on what the Christian faith was about. And so it must have taken them a long time because they had two councils. And they came up with the Nicene Creed, which we're going to say. We say it every Sunday. And that's what we're going to say after this. And it's all about what we believe. Now, the money I inherited from my parents, I used to help others in need. It was important. And it was important mostly for these deeds that I would do, to do them in secret so that no one would know. So I didn't take the credit for it. I wanted people to be thankful to God because I didn't make the money. You know, it came to me in inheritance. So, St. Andrew's has a wonderful reputation for generosity. And I know the parishioners here do many generous acts of kindness in secret for others all year long in our church, in our neighborhood, and around the world. Recently, many items have been donated to Lydia's Closet and Christmas presents as well for some of the foster kids through Lydia's closet. You share God's love and provide food for Church Without Walls and much more. You're very Christian, just like St. Nicholas, in many wonderful ways as followers of Jesus. Today we're celebrating St. Nicholas Day by reaching out to others in generosity and secretly giving shoes to foster families. Advent is a perfect time to show your St. Nicholas spirit. So make time to be a good Christian and reach out to those in need with your love and care and generosity during the season. Smile, say hello to people, and be positive. So there are a lot of legends about St. Nicholas. One of the most famous is a story about the generosity of St. Nicholas, about the gold coins and the young maidens, and you're going to hear more about that later as well. So actually, Santa Claus and I have a lot in common. As bishop, I think we do look a little bit alike. We both like to wear red. We do our secret gift giving at night, so no one knows. We both love children, and Santa's candy canes are in the shape of the shepherd's crook, like the crozier that a bishop carries. So, what makes me look like a bishop? Go ahead. My hat. And you know what that's called? It's called a mitre. And what? The crozier, which you saw me, the big stick is a shepherd's crook. What else? Can you think of other things that make me look like a bishop? Go ahead. Yes, the robe. Mm-hmm. And, whoop, where did it go? I lost my cross. Well, somewhere. Oh, there it is. No, it got caught. And the cross, it's called a pectoral cross, because this is where it's worn right there. And what else?
The fire.
The what?
The fire.
Yes. Very good. And the stole, you know, the white album. Yeah. Very good. Now, there's also a fleur-de-lis pattern on the robe and on the mitre. Do you know what a fleur-de-lis is? That's this funny pattern here. And that represents the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So, the other thing is about St. Nicholas and Santa Claus. In some countries, St. Nicholas is, they don't say saint, they say it quickly. It's like St. Edmunds, St. Nicholas. And if you say that quickly, in some countries it's St. Nicholas. Yes, sir. St. Nicholas. So if you say it quickly with an accent from a foreign country, it can sound like Santa Claus. St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, right? So that's pretty close, isn't it? So now, it's been wonderful to visit with you guys today. So now, Jan Grace is going to read you a story about St. Nicholas and about the legend. Okay? So hang on.